We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everidge. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
A 93... Host, Adam Carriker.
You'll never be criticized by someone who is doing more than you. You'll always be criticized by someone doing less. Never forget that. All right, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. It is a glorious Tuesday morning, early afternoon. Jake, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, not too bad. I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm going to remember that quote and try to tell DP that if he's ever criticized me a little bit.
Hear that, DP? You've been called out, my friend. All right. As you can imagine, lots of stuff to talk about today. They're going to retire Shedeur Sanders' jersey or his number. You know they were 13-12 at Colorado over his 2 years there? D1 Daddy Ball at its finest. They're also going to... retired Travis Hunter's, but I don't know. The guy won the Heisman Trophy and did things we've never seen before in college football. So I'm kind of okay with that one there. Spring game attendance continues to be just insanely down. All right. The national championship trophy breaks. Jake, why'd you break it?
It wasn't me this time.
It was this time? It wasn't you this time? All right. I wasn't going to talk about Nico Amalivia. I mean, Ian Maliava today. But more stuff keeps coming out, including his dad apparently DMing with people and claiming he's getting higher offers than they even imagined. You know, the guy who's a part of the same crew that said that none of this stuff was actually happening at Tennessee while it was happening at Tennessee. They, like, tried to character assassinate Pete Nakos. This isn't happening. We're going to sue you, et cetera, et cetera, while it was all happening. So who knows how much truth there is to that. Tennessee may have their next quarterback. Or at least an early favorite, potentially. Lots of Husker sports roundups, basketball news, men's, women's. The women's have signed a couple of transfer portal players. Chat about that just a little bit. Another 4-star in Lincoln. Ridge Lovett will be coming back to Nebraska in wrestling. I want to discuss, why is there no Lifter of the Year trophy anymore in Nebraska football? I had a very interesting conversation at the Outland Trophy ceremony, or whatever you want to call it, back in January, with a particular person who has about as vested an interest in this as any person in the history of Earth. This person was not thrilled. And to be clear, I love Corey Campbell. I think he does a great job. This is about why this doesn't exist anymore. Why it went away. Nebraska softball, all right, sweeps Northwestern. They've won 4 in a row, 6 out of 7. Did you know, were you a fan of the Seattle Mariners growing up? At all?
Yeah. Ken Griffey Jr., Randy Johnson, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, those are the two guys I'm staring at right now. Did you know they're professional photographers right now?
I did read an article about that, actually.
I would have never thought, because I grew up 4 hours from Seattle. You look on a map, Richland, Pasco, Kennewick, Tri-Cities. It was Kennewick where I grew up. So I grew up rooting after being born in Hastings, but I grew up rooting for the Seattle Mariners. I remember when A-Rod was 18 and in the dugout for the first time. All right, Griffey and bad to the bone, Jay Buhner, who had one of the most unique batting stances I've ever seen, Edgar Martinez, Ken Griffey Jr., Joey Cora, Randy Johnson, et cetera, et cetera. I think they had Goose Gossage for a while. I could be wrong. Maybe that was with the Yankees. I just remember when I was younger, you just heard about, you know, his great career. And then I think he was with the Mariners later on. Maybe it was the Yankees. I'm not sure. All right. And somebody put out, I'm so happy to have a returning quarterback this year. Because I talked yesterday, 6 of the 7 quarterbacks from Arch Manning's class, his particular class, I think 2023, have all transferred at least once, if not twice. He's the only one who hasn't. Should we be a little extra grateful that Dylan's still here? You know, I have no problem just calling it like I see it. The kid's everywhere. He's supporting everything. You can also see it as there's no camera he doesn't find. And I've said all along, as long as you win games. So that's part of the package. Couldn't care less. Joe Namath could walk around in his fur coat. You know why? Because he was part of Super Bowl III and the greatest upset in the history of the NFL. All right, there are other guys who are insanely quiet, like Peyton Manning lives in Denver. My daughter played softball against his daughter. Peyton Manning was nowhere to be found. You know why? He'd watch the games from the car. So people would leave him the heck alone. But he's a little bit more private to himself. Hey. You're Peyton freaking Manning. If that's part of the package, that's part of the package. That's cool. But with Dylan Raiola, I've often said, he's one of the biggest advocates for Husker sports that there is. Nobody peer recruits like he does, or more than him anyways. And when people were getting on him like, oh, he's a five-star, he's this, he's that, why isn't he doing this, why isn't he doing that? Because he's a 19-year-old true freshman quarterback. I've heard some people say some interesting things. I was tempted to put the words out there, but I won't. And I'm just like, man, we'll see how he plays this fall. That's really what's going to matter. The dubs in the win column, the L's in the loss column. And how does he play? In the meantime, I feel like people, I've always appreciated Dylan. But not only has he stayed, he's trying to convince other people to stay. Jalen Gromstad specifically said that. He's trying to convince people to come here. I think there should be an appreciation for a kid who jumped all over in high school and committed and decommitted 92,000 times going into college. Maybe I exaggerate a smidge. But he seems to be as committed to Nebraska as anybody. And in a day and age, when guys jump ship at the drop of a hat, I think that's something that should at least be appreciated a little bit. With Nico Iamaliava, it's interesting because it appears that Tulane might be one of the front runners. How do you go from Tennessee, with all due respect, to Tulane? Well, it's about money is what it's about, but you don't see that as a bit of a downshift if that happens, Jake?
Is Tulane got a bunch of money laying around? Is that where the reason why? I mean, you have to assume he's trying to get there for the money.
All right. So I'm just going to go to a screenshot of the DMs, which I find this all a little suspect, if I'm being honest with you. The DMs, I mean, they look legit. They look real. It's blue blood bias or something like that on X. And the tweet that I saw was awaiting confirmation to share all of our DMs. Here's what I can share for now. And Coach Nick, that is his dad's account, Nick Niamaliava. Okay. And there's a little bit of back and forth here, but here's what matters. The offers we have received are better than what Nico was getting by a lot, exclamation point. Tulane and a lot of other schools, yes. And then he proceeds to say, y'all in the media need to understand this is business first and we are allowed to seek opportunities elsewhere. Nico has offers over $4 million. That's the part that matters. The back and forth of, hey, guys in the media need to understand this, and then the individual running this account saying, hey, we love and respect you guys, et cetera, et cetera. So supposedly, he's getting offers of over $4 million from the same individual who went after Pete Nako, said this isn't all happening at Tennessee, while it was all happening at Tennessee. And apparently one of those bidders is Tulane. Thoughts, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that would just be surprising if that would be where he landed. And, obviously with a $4 million out there as well. So it's interesting, the whole saga. I'm still intrigued by it because I think a ripple effect. A lot of people thought with that other quarterbacks might get raises around the country, and I'm just interested if anybody is sitting back in college football, and if Nico does, if this does work, you know, while the rules and regulations still are where they are, and think, hey, I could do that too. And that's where, again, this being kind of a one-player deal, everybody's kind of looking at Nico and looking at the situation and think this is crazy. If it starts to become a trend, well, then it's not so crazy. Then it is business, and then it is up to somebody to put guardrails up. There's got to be something, some point in time where it's like, okay, this is the time we have to, like, this is out of control. We have to take that next up. You would have thought maybe that's free agency in the middle of your playoffs. That didn't do it. So maybe this will be it. But if he signs with Tulane and they pay him all that money and nobody, there is no ripple effect, there's nobody else is really doing it, then it's just kind of a one-off and a very intriguing story to follow.
Some of the other schools that have been rumored, and who knows what's true and what's not, is UCLA and North Carolina. Now, there was legitimacy to the rumors behind North Carolina. I have been told that they bowed out with Bill Belichick and all them. Okay. In today's college football day and age, everything could change in about, let's just wait 5 seconds and see what else happens, Jake. All right. But it seems like UCLA's in the mix. It seems like, well, North Carolina probably bowed out, Tulane. All right. So if you couldn't tell, got a lot to talk about because we got a whole bunch of stuff on Matt Rhule. His comments from the other day, some surprise players, surprise offensive linemen, some walk-ons. That term does still exist for now. That could make an impact, which always catches my ear. My brother-in-law is a walk-on. I met my wife through my brother-in-law, who I was friends with first. So walk-ons, I always have a near and dear spot to my heart. I say had because walk-ons don't exist anymore. They had to do everything that us scholarship players were doing and pay for school on top of it, and I always respected that. All right. Let's see. John Butler is going to be doing a press conference today. A couple of three players as well. So we got a whole bunch of Rhule stuff to talk about. We got some surprise players to talk about. O-line to talk about. A bunch of non-Husker stuff to talk about. Husker Sports Roundup in general. And then hopefully we can get to Butler and the players. You know, if they don't start the press conference like 50 minutes late like they did last week. I guess, you know, they got practice and, you know, stuff like that that's supposed to be important too. Before we dive into this, I have to do the intro, Jake. You know that. All right, we'll come back to this real quick. But before I do, welcome into the Adam Carriker Show, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time. Grab your lunch. Come join us. Jake's life goal is to be slightly smarter than the average dumb guy. Occasionally, I achieve it with him. Sometimes we don't. But what you're going to hear is Husker sports, college football, sports in general. And in the meantime, you're going to get unique insight, unbridled honesty, and producer Jake and I are going to have a whole lot of fun in the process. Now, per Josh Pate, all right. Now, I talked about this yesterday. He said Nico Iamaliava and others threatened to opt out of the last season's college football playoff games unless they were paid more NIL money. I alluded to that yesterday. It wasn't just Nico. I did say that on air, did I? Or did I just... Maybe I was sitting... I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Here's what I know. Nico was doing it in the playoffs. Actively while they're getting ready to play Ohio State. Okay. Now... Would you like to know what his stats were in that Ohio State game? Because they might have been better off without him. Yeah. 14 of 31 passing. That's like good if you're shooting three-pointers in a college basketball game. That's god-awful if you are trying to have a good completion percentage at any level. Unless we're talking like elementary school. That's a terrible completion percentage. 104 pass yards. All right, and they lost 42 to, like, no touchdowns. Did nothing. 14 of 31, no TDs, 104 pass yards. They lost 42 to 17. Their secondary, which is very, very young, got exposed by a good Will Howard and an absolutely elite wide receiving core and Nico Iamaliava, and the offense there at Tennessee couldn't do jack diddly squat. Now, here's the quote. All right.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
And I quote, "This stuff was happening last December," from Pate, "during the playoffs with this kid included, but not just this kid. There were other players involved. They were trying to get more money from Tennessee and other playoff teams before the playoffs. They were trying to leverage playoff participation," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you there are people involved in college football who don't care about college football, I mean it. And these are the types of things that I hear about. Not all the stuff comes to the forefront like this Nico thing. Not all of this stuff is public knowledge. I'm not aware of all of it. I just know what I hear. Some of it I share, some of it I don't. Some of it blows up because it's so ridiculously asinine. Not ass a 7, not ass a 8, ass a frickin' 9. And I've kind of gone in on Nico, so I won't continue to do that. But the people who are in charge of college football, this is an absolute embarrassment. Let me amend that statement. For the people who are supposedly in charge of college football, it's an absolute embarrassment. The folks in charge of college football have fancy suits. They drive around in fancy cars. They may not even know what going forward on fourth down means, but they know what that dollar sign looks like, and they are the ones in charge of the game. I'm not trying to take shots. It sounds like a shot. But if I told you 2 + 2 = 4, is that an insult or is that just the truth? We need a central figure or a central group of people in charge who care about the sport as a whole, whether it's a commissioner or whatever the case may be. As much as I dislike Roger Goodell, man, he's done a lot of, I look at him from a player's perspective. You're not going to find many players that like him. From a business perspective, from a growth of the game, from a making money for everybody, from a growth of the audience standpoint, he's knocked it out of the park. I'll spare you why most players don't like him. What matters is what's best for the game in the NFL. He's done phenomenal. That's what should matter in college football. What matters is that almighty dollar sign. It should be a part of it. It's going to be a huge factor. That's just the way the world works. But it shouldn't be number 1, 2, 3, 4, and top 50 on the priority list. And then somehow you fit the what's best for the game around spot 100, maybe. On the top 100 priority list, what's best for college football is probably about 101. When I say that, I mean it. Things like this, it hits people in the face so hard you just can't ignore it right now. So here's the explanation. There are people who are just trying to take advantage of the game right now. And here's the explanation. And I want your opinion on this. From a business perspective, from a football perspective, no. From a business perspective, Jake, does this make sense? And I quote, this is the people representing these players. Now, none of these other players have been named yet. All we know about right now is Nico, at least publicly. All right, and I quote, "Our client is being paid X amount of money to participate in 12 games, maybe a 13th if you make the conference championship game. But you guys made the playoff. He should make more money." This is the kind, well, that's the end of the quote. And then Josh Pate, after sharing that quote, said this is the kind of BS that's happening behind the scenes right now. From a business perspective, what are your thoughts here, Jake? Are you going to come in for free on a Saturday when you're getting paid for 5 days? What are your thoughts? No, I'm not advocating for this. I am trying to put myself in their shoes as I so often try to do. But what's your response to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that's, you know, kind of changed. I believe they've kind of changed in the NFL. You know, you always get paid for playoffs or whatever. I think that it's become up in leagues before, you know, when you're playing longer and into the season. And obviously, money-making time for the league, the further you get into the playoffs. So there's something behind it. The problem I have, I guess, with it is if you're a college football player and you sign up for the season and you expect 13 games, that's not the goal. So when it very well could be, that's what's going to happen for most teams that make a bowl game, I suppose. But I just think when you, if you're at Ohio State or Tennessee, I mean, Tennessee maybe surprisingly somewhat made the playoffs, or I don't know if I'd put it quite in that category. But I understand. I get both sides. I get the player's side of arguing there are more games, like you're kind of saying. But the other side of it is when you sign that contract, it just depends on kind of what was stated at that time, because there should be an expectation at a place like Ohio State, Alabama, that you're going to get more than 13 games.
When I saw that, so I was in the NFL for 8 years. I signed two contracts. I think that's right. My rookie year and then my second contract with the Skins. And I don't think ever at any point did my agent say, all right, if you play 18 games, you get X amount. If you play the 16 games, which was the regular season back then, you get X amount. No, the escalators in the contract were if you had X amount of sacks. If the defense, like my rookie year, they had a really bad run defense before I got there. And if we dropped to like top 15, because I think they were like 28th or something, then top 15, I got a bonus for that coming in being, they put me to the nose guard, you know, because I look like a nose guard to anybody. But, and we did. And so I got an escalator for that. And I know sometimes there's a certain amount of catches and certain amount of play time and certain amount of sacks. Everybody's escalators are different. And if you get more games to play, you have more opportunities to get to those numbers. Sometimes coaches will have, if you win the NFC title game and the Super Bowl or whatever, or if you win the Big Ten championship, you get more money. It's always based on if you achieve a certain amount attached to something you do on the field, as opposed to, well, if you showed up for a 19th game, you get X amount of money or more money. That never even occurred to me. This is like the first time I think I've ever actually heard of something like that. It was always connected to additional wins or additional stats or additional production on the field. It was never, well, you had to show up for additional games, so you should get... It was always just insinuated as part of the contract. You want to play as many games as you can because it means you're making a deeper playoff run. And that's what we're paying you for to begin with. Like, that's how I always looked at it. So for it to be put this way from a money grab, don't give a crap about anything, but I want a fancier car perspective, great logic. Outside of that, asinine. I don't know. Does that make sense, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to break down, again, to me, without knowing what they were talking about going into the contracts. And I believe the NFL, you do get paid more for each round you get, but I don't think it's like contract tied to the team. I think it's like an NFL compensation that they have. So
it's not tied to the team. Like, it was never a part of my contract.
Right.
It was like the NFL, the Madden game. We always got more money for the Madden game every year, but that had nothing to do with my contract with the Rams or the Redskins. It was more NFL dictated. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The differentiation there.
So, I mean, again, it just further shows you, and then you're going to find more and more problems the more you dig into the weeds. Is that if you don't, like you said, have a commissioner or have somebody in charge, the NCAA has kind of been a guidance, but not in charge. You know, they can hand down stuff, but obviously, as we've seen, the conferences kind of act for themselves. And so, as long as you have all these problems, I mean, there can all be these other problems that come up, and that's kind of unfortunately without this being handled correctly. And all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, just going, yeah, I guess NIL is okay. Well, then we've had all these changes to college football and all these things that still are yet to be explored the further people want to push the boundaries. And until there are guardrails in play, you're going to see more of this exposed.
My question is, when is the breaking point? When is it enough? And it's like, that is so ridiculously ridiculous that somebody's got to step in and do something. What is it not this? Is it not that he signed a record-breaking deal? 5-star quarterback out of California going to Tennessee for some reason. Oh, because he signed what was a mind-blowing record, $8 million deal at the time over the course of years. Well, now the market has changed, which is why he asked for more money. He got Carson Beck, who was an average quarterback last year. I explained the lack of a running game, the most amount of drops in the entire country Georgia had, et cetera, et cetera. You look at his stats, they were slightly above average. And oh, by the way, he's got a torn UCL. I've torn my UCL. My son has torn it. I know what that entails. So there's a lot of question marks around that. That guy got $4 million. Nico's like, I'm getting 2.4. He got 4. My stats absolutely suck. I've done nothing to earn it. But this is the leverage that I've got with a bunch of freshmen behind me. Heupel handed this gloriously from the podium yesterday. And basically he said, we're going to move on. Wish him nothing but the best. Enjoyed our time with him. He's got a bright future. And then he went on to say, hey, we've done this with various and different quarterbacks before, guys with more experience, less experience. Basically, like, they've got freshmen behind him who haven't played. And he's like, we're going to figure it out. By the way, Kansas State's quarterback, Avery Johnson, is one of the main guys being talked about potentially going to Tennessee. The guy with the long hair, he's 20 years old. He is the individual who actually beat out Will Howard. If anybody remembers, Will Howard beat out Adrian, then Avery actually beat out Will Howard, which is how Will Howard ended up at Ohio State. If anybody remembers that whole chain of reaction. So you make an interesting point. If this works, this blows the roof off of everything. This says to every player, you can literally do whatever you want to do, and you're going to be rewarded for it if this works. Now, Paul Feinbaum, a guy that I've openly said, I don't pay attention to anything you say. And then I said, he owned up to some things. And I'm like, man, that takes a lot of gumption right there. So I respect the heck out of him a lot more after that last fall. Most of it SEC bias related. Him and Stephen A. Smith had quite the convo. And I'm not going to play the whole thing. The gist of it was they kind of think Nico's career might be over because it could go the other way. You may have done such a crazy thing, such a ridiculously asinine thing, that schools may not want to touch you. And Tulane, all due respect, if they've got the money, great, but you might end up going to one of these other schools because nobody will touch you that's of a certain level and a certain monetary value that they could pay you. So they think it might go the other way. This is nothing against Nico. I wish him nothing but the best. I want to make that clear. This is about what's best for the game of college football. If this works, this could be the worst thing to ever happen to the game of college football since Texas football was invented. Outside of that, if this doesn't work and he has severe consequences, this could finally be the thing that signals to people, hey, we need to rein some things in. So I hope it doesn't work. I'm not hoping his career is over. If that's a side effect, that sucks for him. I want what's best for college football, so I hope it doesn't work. Whatever that means and whatever that looks like. I just thought it was interesting. They're like, his career's over. And I was like, whoa, those are really strong words. Now, I don't know. When they didn't specify, does that mean going to a smaller school or just nobody's going to touch him? Somebody's going to take him in. The question is, what level is that school? How good are they? What's the situation? What does he actually get paid? Was this worth it? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. 13 and 12. They get your jersey and number retired to Colorado. Daddy Bald, its finest. Jake's just waiting to start the commercial, and I'm pausing for effect, and he's just sitting there with the smile on his face like, all right, Adam, when are you going to do it? I'm just 13 and 12. Hey, Dion turned around the program. Shadur was a huge part of that. Travis was a huge part of that. Their record since they walked in the door is 13 and 12, and that got Shadur's number is going to be retired. D1 Daddy Ball. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.